How is everyone this evening? That's the way to be. I want to tell you, first of all, that I missed each and every one of you. And when I do go away, I always take you with me. And I always think of you while I'm away. And many times I say, geez, I wish they were here to hear this or see this or to do this with me. So you're always there. So with that said, once again, I have wonderful news for you. Good news, great news. You are God's greatest creation. You are God's ultimate creation. We each have to know that. We have to know that we are God's greatest creation. That we have intelligence, that we have creativity, that we have wonderful movement, that we have everything we need. That this thing that we call God or the universe has blessed us in so many ways. And one of the ways that it blessed us was to give us this opportunity to appear here on this plane of action so that we can have an enjoyable, fulfilling life. A life without all this stress, struggle, and strain that the outside world, what we call race mind, wants to tell you. We have been told lies most of our lives. And now it's time to give up those lies. And it's time to realize exactly who you are and exactly what you are and get in touch with that inner true self that everyone knows that they have, that you have gotten glimpses of every once in a while. It's time now to have that glimpse all the time and to live that. You cannot say, all that I am is God, but I am not all that God is, and then go back to living the life that you're living, hoping that there is something better, hoping that tomorrow will bring something, hoping that you'll finally understand something, that you will finally change, that your life will change in some way. Your life will only change when you change. Your life will only change when you change. When you give up the idea that you are in bondage to anything. Being in bondage to your past, to your family, to your beliefs, your attitudes, your viewpoints. You must give all that up. You must die to the conscious mind. You must die to the person that you are now if you wish to become the person that you truly want to be. You must die to all of that if you want to accomplish all the things in your life that you are capable of accomplishing. There is nothing that you cannot accomplish. We live, move, and have our being in a field of complete possibility. And we must know that. We must not allow our minds to talk us out of anything. We must be able to constantly remind ourselves that we are part of this whole thing. this whole cosmos we are part of, and that we are causing this whole cosmos, and that we participate in it, and we participate in it with our thinking, with our feelings, with our attitudes, our beliefs, and our viewpoints. And we learn to change our mind about those things without any blame, shame, guilt of any type. We just look at it and say, oh, look what I'm doing. And we change it. We just change it. We don't allow our mind to say, oh, I can't change that. That's the way I've always been. I have to live my life this way. You can choose to live your life any way you want. You can choose to think anything you want to think. No one is causing you to think anything except yourself. Every Monday, I tell you many things. You may think about them. You may do something about them. That is your choice. Usually I just sit up here and I just blabber about this, that, and the other thing till something clicks within you so that you realize that you have the power, that you are one with the power, and that you can change anything and any situation in your life, that you do not have to go through the mental anguish that most people go through. You can just decide not to do that and give up the idea that the world has, that it is a habit, that it is so embedded within you that you have to keep it for 20 years and work on it for 20 years. And then finally, one day, you'll give it up. Give it up now. Just say it's gone. Excuse me. If it decides to come back, what do you say?
Out, out, damn spot.
Out, out, damn spot. Go back to the nothingness from whence you came. You were never my friend. You will never be my friend. You have never brought me any good news. Now go back to the nothingness from whence you came. Our life is constructed by our thinking. What we think about, we bring about. What we think about, we bring about. Very simple idea, but it is absolutely true. This whole teaching of metaphysics is a mathematical equation. Think the same thought, get the same result. But people think, well, this time I'll think this and something else will happen. It won't. It's an equation, people. One and one is always going to be two throughout the entire universe and throughout eternity. The same thought will always produce the same result. But just you keep thinking, this time it will change. You think, if I think about the past long enough, it will change. It won't. It's gone. Won't change. It's already here and gone. It came into existence to go out of existence. It came to pass. It's gone. Forget about it. Start anew. Every moment of your life, start over. And let it go. Don't drag that stuff with you. Drag nothing with you. Don't allow your mind to tell you that all that stuff is important. It's not important. And the older you get, the more you'll realize that most of this stuff is not important. What is important? To enjoy your life and enjoy every moment of your life. And not to give your life away. Not to give your life away to thoughts. Not to give your life away to past experiences. To something that you cannot change. Just accept it as it is and love it, bless it, and release it. You have to learn to love every moment. That's the ice cream man. You have to learn to do that for yourself. No one can do that for you. The mind likes to tell you that things are complicated. It likes to tell you that there's something wrong with you. And if only you changed this, things would be different. Let it go. Let it go. The world likes to talk about addictions. People are addicted to this, that, and the other thing. And we have all kinds of wonderful programs for addictive people to go to. And then the program becomes addictive. If you want to get rid of anything in your life, let it go. Just let it go. Any addiction that you have, you can let go. If you look at it as an old coat that you have worn long enough, and it's in tattered ruins, you just take it off. You just take it off. But the world and your mind would like to tell you that that's difficult to do, that you have to remain in that state. That's a lie, people. A lie that you have been handed by the world outside, by what we call race mind. Don't believe it. And in no way, please don't misinterpret what I'm saying, that these programs are not of value. They are of value. But in them, you must raise your consciousness to a different level. When you raise your consciousness above your addiction, it no longer exists. Because the person who had the addiction no longer exists. You have moved up in consciousness. You have moved up in consciousness. So you are God's greatest accomplishment, God's greatest masterpiece. And you must treat yourself as such. You must treat yourself as that. What a wonderful thing. Why do you think we are able to say, you are the beloved in whom I am well pleased? In whom I am well pleased. This universe, this thing we call God, is pleased with each and every one of us. Now we must be pleased with ourselves and pleased with everything that we do. We must be pleased with our addictions. You see, if you're fighting the addiction, you're saying that there's something out there to be fought. Instead of loving that addiction, you're making an enemy out of your addiction. The master teacher, one of the master teachers, Jesus said, love your enemy. Once you love your enemy no longer exists. Once you love your addiction, it no longer exists. It's not an entity anymore. Everything you do, if you do with love, and come from that center inside of you that you know that you have. You wouldn't come here every week to hear me babble if you didn't realize that there was something inside of you that is more important, something that you really want to get familiar with. Call it your soul, your spirit, your true self. Each and every one of us knows that it's there. And now we must claim that. And we must learn to live from that center. And anytime anything is going on, an addiction, a worry, any problem that you have is occurring because you have lost your center. And you must love yourself back to center. As soon as you love yourself back to center, it will fade away. It will fade away. Very simple. Okay? All right. That was my preamble. So with that said, we will do a spiritual mind treatment. When I use the word spiritual mind treatment, it's just a form of prayer. And this is what I know, believe, and accept for myself. I am truly one with the only power in the universe, and that power is a power for good. And I claim that good right here and right now. And I give myself permission to see prosperity, abundance, and money in every area of my life. I have made up my mind to enjoy myself, to really like myself, and to live in this world as a happy human being, and to bring happiness, love, and joy to all those around me. I am truly the light of the world, and I let my light shine. I never allow anything or anybody to diminish me in any way, and I let that be so, and so it is. Tonight's topic is appreciate your life. Appreciate who you are. How many people here appreciate themselves? You must learn to appreciate yourself. How are you going to do that? How are you going to learn? You have to convince yourself that that is true. You have to convince yourself that that is true. Regardless of what's going on in the world, what's going on outside, what's going on in your family. Every morning, get up with gratitude in your heart. And don't go to bed without gratitude in your heart. Go through the day. And anything that isn't pleasant to you, let it go. Let everything go until you can once again have gratitude in your heart and realize what an absolutely wonderful experience you're having. What an opportunity you're having. You see, everyone thinks, oh, well, if I were somewhere else or somebody else or this happened or that happened, things would be different. No. You have to love where you are. And you have to love who you are. And accept who you are. And if you have something that you don't like, you just change it. You just change it. William Shakespeare said, assume a virtue if you have it not. Assume a virtue if you have it not. Everything is inside of you. And you can become anything you want. But it starts with gratitude. It starts with appreciating. Geez, I'm glad I'm alive. Do you wake up in the morning and your eyes flash open and you say, geez, I'm glad I'm alive. You do a little dance, a little jig. You have to do that. You don't drag yourself out of bed, out to the kitchen, have a cup of coffee, say, oh, another day. Oh, God. You spring out of bed with life. You spring out of bed with life. It's the life of God that's in you. You think it's your life? You think you can do anything without this power? You think you can do anything without this thing that we call God? Your mind would like to tell you that. Don't allow it to tell you those lies. Be thankful. I know that you have that. Know that you have that energy. Look around in the morning. Be thankful that you have a bed to sleep in. Every night I go to bed, I'm thankful that I'm not under the bridge. I got a new mattress. I'm so thankful for that mattress. I say, isn't this wonderful, Dallas? You have a new mattress. I'm delighted that I have a new mattress. I make myself be delighted about everything. I get up early. I spend 2 hours preparing to meet the world. 2 hours. I sit, I read, I meditate. I look around my house and say, oh, I love that. Oh, I love that. Oh, I remember who gave me that. I remember where that came from. I get excited. I make myself happy. I make myself smile. You have to do that. Doesn't happen. You have to do that. And all of a sudden you start to feel so good and your heart starts to pump correctly. Your breathing is nice. And you say, oh my God, I'm glad I'm alive. Isn't this a wonderful experience? Isn't this a wonderful experience? You have to appreciate yourself. You have to appreciate yourself. I was dyslexic for years. Had a very bad problem. I went to different people, experts, who explained to me that there was a misfiring in the brain somewhere. And that things just weren't matching up correctly. I spent a great deal of money on this problem. These experts are not inexpensive. They had degrees on their walls. Well, they helped someone. But I never gave up. I finally ran into a lady in Pasadena who had a place called Tutors. Gloria was her name. I went in and I explained the situation to her. She looked at me and she said, Dallas, Let's pretend you don't have it. Let's pretend you don't have it. And we started with that as a premise. I worked with her for about 5 years. And I'm delighted now with myself. I'm delighted with her. You can fix things in your life. It took 5 years with her. Lord knows what it took with those other people. But you can change anything in your life. Now, I'm not 100% perfect. I wouldn't win a spelling bee. But every time I'm able to do something, I fill myself with gratitude. If I can spell a word that I never spelled before, I fill myself with gratitude. I love it. And I love myself. And I'm able to sit here and tell you that every day I love myself more and more and more. And every time I do that, my life gets better and better and better. And life starts to make complete sense. See, I've given up all the nits and fleas of life. I don't want the nits and fleas of life. And I don't want to be mediocre in any way. I don't want to be superior. But I do want to be spectacular. And I want to be that spectacular that people will want to be around me to say, how do you do that? How do you do that? This is one of the missions that I have in life. This is my vision in life. To teach people that your life is wonderful. And that you're wonderful. And that you can do and have and be what you want. No one knows how long we are going to be here on this plane of action. So stop waiting to live. And start living. Start appreciating yourself from this moment. And don't allow your mind to tell you that you're not ready for it. That you have to improve in any way, shape, or form. You're wasting time. You're wasting valuable time. We can never get back one moment in life. Not one moment. And we have to treat each moment as a precious gift. And we have to treat ourselves as precious individuals. As precious parts of the whole. How many times have I told you? This thing that we call God would be incomplete without you. It needs you. And it wants to give you everything. Give yourself permission to open to it. As Emerson would say, move your bloated nothingness out of the way. Move your bloated nothingness out of the way and accept this wonderful thing called life. And stop believing that it is suffering, that it is difficult. It is not any of those things. Start seeing the abundance and the prosperity around you. And start seeing the money. It's there. How many people today saw an article about Warren Buffett giving away billions of dollars? Billions of dollars. Wouldn't you like to be able to give something away? Are you doing that? Each and every one of you can start to be a philanthropist. Each and every one of you can do that. You can start by giving the right of way on the freeway. You have to start giving. Warren Buffett made a great deal of money by giving to people. Not only those foundations and those charities. He made up his mind that his company would be successful for its stockholders. And it has always been successful. Hathaway, a company that he owns, made millions of dollars for people. I don't know what the last quote, do you remember what Hathaway's selling for? You could buy it at one time for like $3. The last time I think it was up to $175 or more. It's one of the, it's still, I think, one of the highest stocks, valued stocks.
It's in the thousands
now. Now, see?
They've never done a stock split.
Right.
Berkshire Hathaway, he never won it. He didn't believe in stock splits. So
right.
Even though other companies may equal that.
Right. But he made money for people, and he wasn't afraid to give that money away. He didn't hold it for other people. We had a talk a couple weeks ago. The only way to get something is to give something. It all starts with giving. So why don't you start with yourself and give yourself something? And appreciate yourself. And do nice things for yourself. And see where that leads. I had dinner tonight with Rhoda, and she treated herself to a manicure. And she said, I had forgotten how wonderful it is. Treat yourself to these little things. Give yourself something. Why? Because you deserve it. You deserve it. You have to know that you deserve something, that you're worthy of something, and that you're completely lovable. And those are intrinsic qualities that you do not have to prove to yourself or anybody else. But you have to accept that. And you have to give yourself permission for that. And when your mind says, well, I'm not lovable because this is happening and that's happening and I keep down with it and my parents ain't being honest. Give it up. Give it up. See, we tell ourselves stories all day long, don't we? And we think we're those stories. It's only a story. You're not that story. When you watch television, you see a story. You think those people are real? No. And in your stories, you think you're real. It's a story, people. It has nothing to do with truth whatsoever. The truth is, you're always whole, complete, and perfect. The truth is that all you are is God, but you are not all that God is. And all the rest of that hoorah that's going on out there is a story that you have manufactured in this wonderful imagination of yours. Give those stories up. See yourself the way you want to be. See yourself as happy. Fill yourself with gratitude. And it will happen. It will happen. We could all tell stories about ourselves. Nobody here did not have some type of trouble that came into their life. But you have to let that go. Many people are still holding something against their parents. Give that up. I've told you many times that my parents were not a day at the beach. But I remember wonderful things. My father once said to me, "Dallas, God will never give you a burden that you cannot handle." I remember that. And I'm grateful for that. And if that is all that man ever gave me, that's more than enough. That's more than enough. Whatever else went on, no. Don't do it to yourself. Always just keep the best of things. Look for the best of things. Make your mind look for the best of things. Make your mind look for truth. And there's always truth behind everything. Truth is the only reality that there really is. But we see many realities, don't we? And each and every one of us has a reality of our own. And our mind can prove that that reality is real. But it's not. It's not real, people. Don't buy into those things. Let them go. Appreciate yourself. Appreciate your life. Fill yourself with gratitude. And be happy and smile. And you'll see the whole difference in your life. Your whole life will change. These are concepts that you can use, that everyone can use. And you don't have to be religious to do this. You just do it. And you'll feel the difference in your life. Very easy. Everyone wants to make everything complicated. Stop doing that. Stop doing that to yourself. It's not complicated at all. It requires only the ability, the permission to love yourself, to appreciate yourself just the way you are, and stop picking yourself apart all the time. How many people here still pick themselves apart? Depends upon the day. Yes, it does depend upon the day, but you have to look at that. You have to be able to stop that in your mind. But you have to make yourself love yourself. You see, everyone runs around and they want to be loved. And they want somebody to love them. And they think, as soon as somebody loves me, I'll be whole, complete, and perfect. That's a bunch of bull. It will not work. Because if you're waiting for somebody to love you, the person that you run into is waiting for the same damn thing. Now we have two people that don't love themselves. But they think, oh, that person relates to me. It must be love. They get together. And then they say, this relationship doesn't feel right. It's not working. What do you think could be wrong? I have people come to me about relationships, you know. They only ever come once. I never see them again. Because I tell them, get rid of that person. That person is no good for you. But I think he'll change. Not going to change. Well, how can you say that? I thought it was all about love. I thought I had to love him. I thought he's not going to change. Chuck him.
No.
I have to. Oh, I think I'll try again. I think, oh, no, I couldn't do that. I had one person come to me and say, well, my therapist said that I should try to love the person and understand the person, and I should do this, this, and this. I said, yes, and give up a little piece of yourself and another little piece of yourself and another little piece of yourself and another little piece of yourself till you no longer exist. Never saw that person again. I don't have time for that silliness. For somebody to come and want me to tell them what they want to hear. I tell people what they ought to know. I could probably have a very big business. But I'm not in this to have a big business. I am in this so that I can learn to love myself more and more and more. And so that I can teach each and every one of you to love yourself. That's what it's all about. You must appreciate yourself. And you must appreciate your life. And learn to enjoy your life just the way it is. When you do that, your life will change. People are waiting for their life to change, and then they're going to love themselves. It's an equation. Doesn't work that way. Start with yourself. Be good to yourself. fill yourself with love and gratitude, and you'll see all the difference in the world. Okay? I have some cards tonight. I think I gave you this once before, but I always love this one. Thinking and feeling must be of one accord. Remember, that's not from the mental equivalent, but it's what the mental equivalent is telling you. You must have your thinking and your feeling in accord. That means your head and your heart must relate with each other. When your head and your heart, your thinking and your feelings relate, you will always have a demonstration. You will always have a demonstration. That's another little law. Love this one. Don't let yesterday use up too much of today. Don't let yesterday use up too much of today. Don't let anyone or anything, least of all your own thoughts, draw you out of the present. God, in the midst of me, is mighty to strengthen, heal, restore, and revitalize my mind and body. We should learn to control our thought processes and bring them into line with reality. Thought should tend more and more towards an affirmative attitude of mind that is positive, stable, and above all else, towards a real unity with spirit that is already whole, complete, and perfect. You have to control your thinking. Long time ago, I told you my aunt, who is 93, always is in a pleasant mood. I said to her, "Aunt Catherine, how do you do that?" She said, "I control my thinking." She controls her thinking. Now, she's a little older than us. She's had more time to practice that. But learn to practice it. You'll see all the difference in the world. You see, you don't have to be depressed. You don't have to be unhappy. You don't have to be any of those things if you learn to control your thinking. It's always your thinking that's doing everything to you. Nothing outside of you can harm you, can do anything. Only your thinking does that. Only your thinking does that. This one I always have loved. Give your life meaning by creating meaning yourself. Everyone wants to know what the meaning of life is. The meaning of life is what you give it, is what you make up your mind that it is. There is no one meaning to life. You do that. You do that. And then you don't doubt it. Then you don't doubt it. Every moment can be meaningful when you make it so. Every moment can be meaningful when you make it so. How many people say, "Well, that was a waste of time"? Very bad. Nothing is a waste of time. Nothing is a waste of time. Perfect mind inspires me to right decisions. Perfect intelligence gives me alertness and precision. Divine love maintains me in harmonious attitudes and environments. Divine understanding operates in all my dealings with others. Perfect God acting through me as perfect man does perfect work. I'll read that last part. Perfect God, acting through me as perfect man, does perfect work. The premise of metaphysics, the presence, the premise of religious science or science of mind is always perfect God, perfect being, perfect man. A perfect God cannot create imperfection, an impossibility. Perfect God, perfect man, perfect actions, always. Never in those times in which I am alone. Oh, sorry. Even in those times in which I am alone, I remember that the law of my being is eternally in action and is creating the forms of my attitudes, thoughts, and actions. I therefore make sure that only God is known, expressed, and experienced every moment of my eternity. Every moment of my eternity. You must think about God, not in that old type church thing, but as a creative force, as an energy that you're part of, as a cosmic energy that's coursing through you, and that is able to create, that is able to create. Yes?
In the vein of being nice to yourself.
Yes.
And loving yourself and doing things that you know you deserve. What happens when you want to do something nice for yourself, but financially you don't have the means? So you are not able to take advantage of the moment to do that or something for yourself.
That's an easy one. Because you start at the wrong side of the equation. You immediately started by saying you don't have the money. Therefore, you don't have the money.
Okay. So if I said I do have the money.
You say that the money is always freely circulating in my life and that I have a design surplus. That a wonderful opportunity has come into my life. And since that opportunity has come into my life, I know that the opportunity has come into my life because it is God-given. And therefore, because it is God-given, the money must appear in order for that to manifest itself in my life right here and right now. Next.
I have a sequel, I guess. So based on that, do you then go and spend the money on yourself and wait until it appears?
Only if you have enough faith. All miracles, all manifestations are instantaneous at the moment of belief. Now, if spending the money that you don't have will build your faith, then do it. But what will happen usually is you'll spend the money and fear will enter and it will eat up everything. You are not strong enough to do that yet. But it can be done. It can be done. I'll give you an example. Years ago, I was living in Atlanta, Georgia, in a studio apartment. And I was reading a magazine, and it had a caption, "Welcome to Italy." I cut that out. I stuck it to my refrigerator. I thought about Italy. I happened to love that country. And I had been there before. I just had no money. Zilch. No. Refrigerator. Within a day, the telephone rang. And it was my friend Doug the Baptist. And Doug said, "Dallas, I'm going to, and I would like you to go along because I don't like to travel by myself." I said, "Doug, I have no money." He said, "Dallas, not to worry. I'm putting it on the business." I went to Italy. I went to Italy with no money. Does this help you? You don't put money as the stop. You have to open to all channels coming to you. I didn't put that on and said, "Now, in 10 years, when I save enough money, I'll go to Italy." Put that on my refrigerator. Ring the phone. That's the way you manifest things, people. With a belief in it can be done. With no qualifications all the time.
I just want to tell you something that happened to me in credit of this teaching. As you know, I was going through a situation with my business, and so dragging out. And about a week and a half ago, I guess it was a Tuesday afternoon, I'd gotten off the phone with my insurance broker. Had nothing to do with my business, but I had just had enough. I yelled, I screamed, and I said, "I give it up. I am through with this. I am done with this. I will not live like this any longer." I felt such an ease with myself, a peacefulness. I felt that I was open and ready to receive. I had my mind focused. I resolved this is gone. I was never going to worry about it anymore. 4 days later, the phone rang from a man I didn't know that was interested. I shared the business. I'd done the deal last Saturday, a week ago. I got that monkey off my back, and my life has shifted ever since.
He moved his bloated nothingness out of the way.
Exactly. And I knew it was because that I moved out of the way that I manifested that phone call.
Yes.
And this person did not share.
That is the way it's done. Stop thinking that you are doing something. Move yourself out. Remember, I am the fun and entertainment committee. God is the ways and means committee. I don't tamper with that, and it doesn't tamper with me. And I go about my business. That is the way that it's done. You have to finally give up. Let go and let God. How many times have we heard that and we go, ugh, who wants to hear that? But it's true. Remember the story about the man who was with the teacher, the guru or whatever, and every time he came, the guy hit him with a stick and kept hitting him with a stick and kept hitting with a stick. And finally the guy says, "Stop it!" And the guru said, "I've been waiting for you to say that." The universe is waiting for you to say, "Stop it, damn it. I want this and I want it now." It's waiting for you. Are there any questions?
Yes, I have one question. You say it's always baffled me about the teaching.
Yeah.
Because I do believe that God cannot create imperfection. But yet, when you see people that can go out and kill or become mass murderers, how does that, I have a hard time, how does that correlate with not being perfect?
By getting your bloated nothingness out of the way and thinking that you want to understand and that you have to understand that.
So something you don't have to understand.
No. Life is a mystery. And if you live in the mystery, you'll find that it's absolutely magical. And not let your mind say that. Don't judge by appearances. You have no idea what's going on. You have no idea what's going on. But yet we want to think we know all this stuff. Oh, that's a bad person. I'm doing next month all those topics. And we'll try to make that clear.
So are you going to meet here next week?
Yes. Why wouldn't I?
The night club.
Tuesday.
Yes. Yes. I'm planning on having firecrackers. Learn to love yourself. Learn to appreciate yourself. Fill yourself with gratitude. Because you're wonderful. And so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.